Derrick Henry just ran for 16 touchdowns and finished as a top eight back at age 31, and we're telling you to let someone else draft him in the second round. Not because he's washed, he isn't, but because the price is paying for the two things 10 years of data say evaporate fastest. The Muff 2026 preview. The season was a monster, and we'll say so plainly, 307 carries for 1595, 16 rushing touchdowns, second in the NFL, on the league's number one rushing offense by EPA. And the efficiency was absurd for his age, plus 340 rushing yards over expected, third among all qualified backs, facing a stacked box on 39% of his runs. The signature was week 17 against Green Bay, 216 yards and 4 touchdowns, a 46-point fantasy explosion. The talent is emphatically still there, but the arc is where the second round price gets nervous. This is year 10. Henry's points per game line reads like a heartbeat, 24, 19, 14, 5, 19, 8, 16, 4. He bounces because his fantasy value is built on touchdowns, and touchdowns are the most volatile thing in football. Which brings us to the two flags. Flag one, his touchdown share is 34.3%, the highest of any back we cover, well into the top quartile where our fade rule lives. Backs that touchdown dependent decline 3 points a game the following season in both halves of the decade. Flag two, he's a career year 10 running back, and our aging rule docks that group another point plus. Stack them and you take 16-4 down toward 13 RB2 range at an RB12 price. The volume and efficiency are real, the scoring is the rented part, and you're renting at peak. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, doesn't change the math. Baltimore signed him through 2027 and brought in a new coordinator from a heavy run scheme, so the workload stays high. High workload on a 32-year-old with a top quartile touchdown rate is exactly the profile the fade rule was built to flag. Volume doesn't save you from age and touchdown regression, it just delivers more of the carries that don't score. The price, pick 21.5, the 12th back. Verdict, call, overpriced. The honest counter, and it's the best one we'll give all batch, his 3-rank rushing yards over expected says he is still beating his blocking like a prime back, and he has made fools of aging columns for 3 straight years. If anyone breaks the curve again, it's him. We're not betting he falls off a cliff, we're betting 16 touchdowns at age 32 is the wrong thing to pay second round money for. Watch in September, the goal line touchdown rate, 16 scores is the number that has to repeat for the price to work, and it's the least likely to. And the snap count in obvious passing situations where a 32-year-old's role tends to shrink first, your guys, every week. Next preview's queued.